I just want to talk for a minute about being lost and being found. Because I suspect we all at times know what it feels like to be lost, whether that's taking the wrong turn and being lost on a trail in the woods or on the highway, or another kind of being lost that I'm particularly thinking of when we lose track of our own selves. I think some of you young folks might be aware of times when there's pressure among your friends to be unkind to somebody who's different. And you face this moment of choice: do I go along with them or not? Or do I stand up for what is right? And there are times for all of us, whatever age we are, I think we all lose ourselves from time to time. I think it's a fact of life. And that's, I believe, one of the reasons we come to church, to be found, both by the Spirit that is in us and among us, but also to be found by the other people there who help us to find ourselves and to find our way back. Our younger ones in religious education are taught that here we have open minds and loving hearts and hands ready to serve. And isn't that what we need no matter how old we are and what our world needs more of these days? We were just singing, some of us, along with the choir, "I once was lost, but now am found." I love that hymn, as I know many of you do, because I know we can't always find the way home all by ourselves. But we have one another, and we have this church community. And aren't we so lucky and so blessed to have this? You just heard Beau read words from Anne Lamott, who said that her church had had these different pastors, and none of them were exactly right until a tall black woman named Veronica came. And Anne Lamott says, "She stepped into us, this wonderful old worn pair of pants that is our church." What a great way to describe a church. And they fit. She sings to us sometimes from the pulpit and tells us stories of when she was a child. About 15 years ago, a young mom came to this church with her husband and their two boys, looking for a spiritual home, a place for her children to learn and grow and to make friends, a place to feed her own soul. And 11 years ago, this church asked her to become their new director of religious education. It's like she put on the wonderful old pair of pants that is this congregation, and they fit. They fit really well. And over these 11 years, this church has gone through some hard times and lots of good times. Those pants have seen a lot of change. And through it all, this church and Sally Lieberman have fit one another really well. She has changed and grown, Sally has, but she's never outgrown us. It's obvious to you all how much Sally loves our children and youth here, and how much she has blessed us. You see it in everything she does, and I'm feeling so mixed about her departure, both super happy for her that she has this opportunity that she deserves and will be great at, and also so sad for us because our relationship with her is ending. And I will miss her, and we will miss her. And next Sunday, we'll do more of that, leave-taking. But you all know that that's what life is, holding on and letting go. James Luther Adams, the famous UU theologian, said, "Church is where we come to practice being human." There was once a little girl who got lost, and she was very frightened. And a policeman stopped to help her. He put her in the passenger seat of his car, and they drove around until she finally saw her church. She pointed out to the policeman and said firmly, "You could let me out now. This is my church, and I can always find my way home from here." We are so blessed, aren't we, to have one another and to have this community, to have this faith that reminds us that we are loved and that calls us to love one another and share that love with a world in need. We are so fortunate to have had Sally here because her work has been all about love. And even though she is leaving us, I believe that the love we have shared, it will last for always. I believe that even when we are apart, these connections that we have shared with these companions, they do endure. That the love that we have shared, all these kindred pilgrim souls, making our way by the lights of the heavens, and by the light of each other, they will last for always. We're all here finding our way home. Amen.